This is the Queso Podcast. This is the Queso Podcast.
I don't understand what I'm saying before. I mean, no, I understand what I understand.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is, if I'm walking into the bathroom and take a piss, if I don't wash my hands after, I've washed them bitches before, no matter what. Sometimes I be skipping out on the after. But before, I'm going to wash the things up.
But, okay. You still touch your penis.
And if you touch your penis every time and just wash your hand, you got a clean ass dick.
No.
Yeah.
It's not work that way.
No, the reason wash your hands afterwards because you just touch your dick after you touched all the other nefarious shit. So you touch all the other nefarious shit, then touch your dick. So all the nefarious shit is on your dick. Therefore, your hands touch your dick, and then you need to wash your hands because you got dick shit and various shit that's on your hands because you didn't wash your hands before you touched your dick, so it's on your dick all day. So most people will say, oh, they ain't gonna wash their hands before, they think that's stupid. So just tell them to wash it after they put nefarious shit on their dick. However, if you always wash your hands before you touch your dick, there ain't no nefarious shit on your dick.
But, Ross.
Oh, that should be on the podcast.
You have to wash your hands after you.
I mean, if you get some.
It's just like taking a shit. Almost.
Almost. Oh, no, we're wasting all the good energy on this topic right now.
Still, though, I never thought about washing my hands before.
I mean, you're touching everything. You got your dick that's dirty. It's your hands. It's already dirty. Right, you're touching your dick. So if you touch your dick with clean hands, you got a clean dick.
But still.
I'm fresh out the shower, baby. There ain't nothing dirty on my dick. That ain't shit. I ain't having no nothing. I'm fresh out the shower. I go in there, wash my hands. Then I touch my dick. I wash my hands with antibacterial soap, Didi. Antibacterial.
Come on.
In the building.
Liberty is not itself governed. In the wrong hands, in hands unpracticed and undisciplined, it is incompatible with viable new societies. We believe that foreign power should come thrusting in and forestall the threatening civil war in which outside intervention would be inescapable. We oppose with all of our fiction and experience only one body, who is the Asian members' imperial control. Gentlemen, that any statesman conscious of the dread brink upon which all humanity stands can seek civil war, and in this task have a role of immense significance to play. For if they can bring their great influence, we in the United States seek no outside intervention. It's not easy to reverse the fatalities of history. We are on a melancholy road, which again and again mankind thrusting in, the legions of men marching to destruction. Potentially in any area of conflict and civil disturbance, almost nothing is new. The conflicts are old, the rival suspicions and jockeying for positions are old, the brute struggle for power is as old as man himself. We know where they have always led, to war and to death. Today, one thing is new. It is men can, by violence and by brute strength, aggravated and envenomed on a dark scene, in a dark time. And also, I would say to our own American people, there are laws of history more profound, more inescapable than the laws dreamed up by Marx and Lenin. Laws which belong not to class relationships or stages of economic development, but to the nature and the destiny of man himself. Among these laws is the certainty that war follows when new empires thrust into collapsing ruins of the old. So stay your ambition. Think twice about your intervention without your presence from without. Do not look backward to mankind's evil inheritance of violence. Forward, for let there be no doubt about the alternatives. They are written unhappily in words of flame and blood on the walls of the world. Thank you for your courtesy. Thank you also for your patience.